And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this?
A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them.
You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy.
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds.
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Claim based on total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Terms and restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Daily Ding. Hope you guys are doing great. This is a summer league edition of the Daily Ding. And who better to have than James Edwards? James, what's up?
Nothing much, man. I feel like I'm sharing the summer league spotlight with Cade. Like, people are... I'm not used to people coming, like, asking me to do stuff. It's been, I've just been in my own corner for the last 4 years covering this team, and now it's like, we've made it. Me, Cade, and the Pistons, we've made it.
I love it. You need, personally, I believe you need more of the spotlight anyways, so well, this is good for everybody.
I appreciate you, and you are one of few who reach out regularly, so I appreciate you, and I love everything you do.
Well, I'm really glad you're here. So we got to talk about Cade Cunningham, number one pick in the draft.
Yeah.
Looked good in his first two summer league games. The Pistons haven't won the game, but like, it doesn't matter.
No.
Like, if you're somebody who's counting like summer league wins, like, sorry, just straight up doesn't matter. But what does matter is just what we see. Now, what we see to a degree, I guess, because summer league is just like some of the more confusing basketball out there. Like, we have to keep in mind a few different things. That one, these guys have been together for a very short amount of time.
Yeah. Literally
very
a week.
Simple playbooks. Yeah. A week, simple playbook, nothing. This is almost not anything to take away from. Like, don't take anything away from most of this, but
yeah,
Cade looks super confident. He played really well against the Rockets. I thought he took a bunch of threes, which I thought was great. 4 of 9 from three. He had 20 points, 4 boards, 2 assists, 3 steals, and a block. What were your thoughts on specifically that performance against the Rockets and Jalen Green?
I wrote about it after the game. It's what you were alluding to earlier. Like, the kid gets it. Like, ESPN was building it up as a prize fight. The summer league game on a Tuesday. There's commercials. There's everything, and I get it. Like, they want people to watch. Jalen Green was kind of trolling before the game. He was on Instagram Live listening to like Detroit rap music on the bus to the arena. Anytime there's been a mic in front of him, he said he thought he should have went number one. And Cade just kind of didn't say any. He hasn't said a thing. He didn't overdo it against the Rockets. He'd played his game, and I think that's the biggest takeaway. He appears to be a great leader. He appears to be level-headed. He appears to have like his eyes on the bigger picture, the prize. On the court, I think he's come as advertised, man. I think he's has a great IQ for the game. I think he's going to be a very good shooter. I think he's a very good passer. I think naturally, as time plays out, he's probably going to be the point guard. But I do think like if there were any blemish on Cade coming into the draft, I think most would agree it was the lack of athleticism. And I think it has shown through two summer league games. And again, it could be he hasn't played 5-on-5 in a while. He's not maybe as quick as he will be, even though he was never really labeled as quick. He was a smooth player with good handle that could shoot over guys. But I think you've seen in summer league he's had some trouble creating like separation going downhill. Good defenders have kind of been glued to him. He's had a few moves where it's worked and he's gotten his shot off, but there are some instances where that's not the case. Trying to challenge guys at the rim, he's not able to get over them. He doesn't have the big body frame of a Luka. He's a vegan, and I'm curious if he'll ever get that. And if you're not going to be quick, you want to have that frame kind of like Luka or Harden. But I think he's come as advertised, man. He's going to be a good player for a really long time. I think the athleticism will determine the ceiling and how he either grows his body or if he finds ways to just be an absolutely knockdown shooter from everywhere on the floor. That'll take him to, like, we're talking about top 5 player in the NBA range.
Yeah, I thought another thing that hindered him was just getting to the rim and finding just a path to a shot.
Mm-hmm.
Because he got stood up at the rim a few times in the games that I watched, specifically one against KJ Martin, where like KJ is like all athleticism.
Yeah.
That's like the only thing he is. And then
yeah.
You could see the lack of it from Cade in that specific moment. But these are our first glimpses of these guys. This doesn't determine like, oh man, Cade will never get to the rim. Like we just have to like really slow down the takes, like take in what's happening. Sure. But like give it time. Like,
yeah.
You got to give these rookies time. And you can kind of like jot it down as a note, you know,
mm-hmm.
but like don't mark it down as a take.
I agree.
Know? Like I'm noting that yes, he struggled to finish over athletic players.
Oh.
Okay. Of note, can he change that? Can he figure out like what's his counter whenever he's driving on somebody that's really athletic? Like,
and I would,
I think he's smart enough to figure it
out. I was going to say that I would bank on him figuring it out in some capacity to where it still allows him to be on a trajectory where he's a really good NBA player for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah. Agreed. Okay. Right after this break, we're going to talk about more Pistons basketball.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service that you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. All right, we're back. We got to talk about Killian Hayes. It's been a interesting journey so far over these two games with the Pistons with Killian Hayes. It feels like he doesn't quite know where he wants to be, and so he just dribbles a lot. There's just a lot of dribbling with Killian Hayes. I don't know what you've seen. The sample size was so small last year that this is his first summer league. So like, it's almost as if this is our first real glimpse at Killian Hayes to a degree, because he just didn't play much last year. But what have your thoughts been on Hayes, and then specifically his fit with Cade?
Yeah, I think there's a few things. Let's start with the positive. Defensively, I think he's been really, really, really good in summer league. On-ball defense, fighting around screens, like he's taken pride in that. And I think him and Cade together defensively could really be interesting as a backcourt going forward. I think he's a very good passer, and I think he sees things well. I think the biggest thing for Killian, there's two, and it's going to determine he needs to show improvement in one of these two areas this year. Otherwise, it could get interesting. And I don't think they're gonna punt on him right away. I think they very much like him and see potential. But a guard whose bread and butter right now is his passing, is in his defense. It's good to have, but there's a ceiling with that. And they have so many young guys, they're going to have to pay them all at the same time at some point. They're going to have to make decisions on some guys earlier than most teams, because they have so many young guys in the same age range. Killian can get to the hole, but when he gets to the hole, he's either shooting the floater or he's fading away on a layup. And he's very much avoiding contact and making shots harder for himself. And for somebody like him, and Andrew, you've seen him in person now, like he's a good size kid. Like he's got a frame. Like he's got some muscles. And you would like, I remember there was one, I think it was the OKC game. He drove middle. He ended up getting fouled, but he faded away left doing a layup when all he had to do was kind of put his shoulder into the guy and he would have been able to get fouled and be right at the rim. And it's like, I think he's still trying to get used to the NBA athleticism, the NBA speed. I think he's still trying to get comfortable in taking physicality, but that's definitely a noticeable thing. If you watch him attack the hole, a lot of his layups, if it's anywhere close to contested, he's fading away from the rim. And then the shooting, yeah. Obviously. It's something that they've talked about and something that they worked on. And shooting can, I mean, there was Asen Kidd and then there was Jason Kidd. Shooting can take time. So, yeah. But I think he needs to show marginal improvements as a shooter. But more importantly, right now, he needs to find ways to get to the hole and be a little more physical. Like, it's not like I don't want to say he's shying away from contact, even though he is, because like defensively, he's really trying to be physical. It's just offense. Yeah. There seems like there's a little bit of a block, and it could be the injury. Just getting used to it still. It's just different. But that's definitely noticeable, is him fading away on his layups to avoid contact.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, between Cade and Killian Hayes in the first two games, there's only four total free throws.
Yep. Cade hasn't attempted one.
He hasn't attempted one.
It was all Killian in the first game. It's
really interesting.
Very.
Yeah, I don't do anything with that. Like, if you're trying to do something with that, like, you can stop. Yeah. But like, it is an interesting note.
Worth to keep an eye on. Yep.
Yeah. Because that's what separates like good players from superstars, mm-hmm. is the free throw line.
Yep.
Like, all superstars get to the free throw line and make their free throws. All of them.
Yep.
Like, try to find me one that doesn't. They all do it. That's how you. That's one of like the criteria for becoming a superstar, is that you just get 10 free points from the free throw line every game, and that's how you score 25. That's how you score 30.
Yep.
In an NBA game. So, very interesting. Very interesting note. Sadiq Bey, send him home. He doesn't need to be there.
Yeah.
Like, that guy's, he's just a pro. Like, he's just, he's out there. He's playing good defense. He's making shots. Played really, really well against Houston, I thought. Just an all-around game where it's like, cool. Like, great.
Yep.
We know this.
Yep.
Good. Go home, Sadiq. Stop playing 30 minutes a game. You're kind of worrying me that you're out here. I want to save you, like, package you up for the regular season.
No, at 19, 20, he's a pro's pro. I've written this a bunch. Sadiq could play. If Sadiq didn't develop anything else, if we just went off what he did his rookie year, 3-and-D guy, he could play on any team in the league. His ceiling is evolving as a creator, and you've seen him throughout summer league trying to put the ball on the floor more, bringing the ball up. It's worked out well for him. He's at times he's hit some tough shots. I would also say he's maybe over dribbled a little bit. The passing is still, like, you want to see him create more for others. I think he didn't have an assist in the first game, only two against the Rockets, and for a guy that's played that many minutes. He had four against the Rockets. Okay, so he made improvements against the Rockets, but he didn't have any against OKC. And I think that's the next thing for him. He's obviously trying to evolve as a self creator, but I think more important than being able to like create your own shots from different ways is like he's going to get run off the 3-point line until he can't walk anymore. Making plays for others is going to be key for him, and he's a very smart guy, and I think he'll eventually get it. But you see him trying to work through that throughout summer league, just him dribbling maybe a little too much at times, but it's clear he has like an agenda for himself, not like a personal one where he's like trying to score everything, but he's trying to work on his game, and that's what he's there for.
Mm-hmm. Okay, last question. You can only say one word after this. Sekou Doumbouya or Luka Garza, who are you picking?
Sekou.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of The Daily Ding. We'll be back with another Summer League edition with you soon. Hope you guys are enjoying your summer and the Summer League basketball, and we will talk to you guys again next time.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10. Place your first bet on any game and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic.
See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code The Athletic and you'll get a 1-year subscription to The Athletic plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.